You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
A crummy commercial?
Hoity-toity, Mr. Godlike Smarty Pants.
Oh, no.
I'm speaking in rhyme!
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup from Christmas Podcast Podcasts. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Sean. It's another three-week podcast roundup, so it's going to be a big podcast, so let's not hesitate and get you caught up with the episodes that dropped in the past 3 weeks.
I'm at one with the Yuletide, know what I mean?
Here are the new episodes that dropped the weeks of April 2nd through the 22nd. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on April 2nd titled Christmas Potting Leftovers, Why You Must Hire a Portable Toilet for Your Guests This Christmas. So Liam and Ness are counting down with 9 days of Christmas leftovers. They have never-before-heard topics, your favorite segments re-recorded with new opinions, and chit-chat from Liam and Ness's live radio show you would have never heard before. In this episode, they ask, would you hire a portable toilet for your Christmas Day guests? Would you like to live on a real-life Christmas tree farm? And they found out someone who does. And would a guest having a baby in the middle of Christmas lunch wreck your Christmas or make it the best Christmas day ever? Christmas Potting Podcast had another episode on the third titled Christmas Potting Leftovers. What's the rudest thing you can do on Christmas Day that will really upset your hosts? In this episode, Liam and Ness uncover what you can do that will instantly upset your hosts on Christmas Day. Have the top tips on how to successfully re-give unwanted gifts and argue the case as to why Home Alone isn't the best Christmas movie of all time, but a close second. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 4th titled Recasting Elf with 80s Actors. While preparing for the Raddies, and there are a lot of limos to rent, seatings to arrange, etc., Jerry decided to release a couple of mini episodes. First comes some mail from SD Kluger's mailbag for Red Santa. After that, you voted and your votes were heard. With the help of a few of his Christmas podcast friends and colleagues, he compiled the definitive 80s recast of the beloved holiday classic Elf, starring Will Ferrell. There were a ton of great ideas, and it was super hard to choose, so sit back and dig into this short episode. Jerry thanks CJ Belanger, Vinny Brzezinski, Todd Killian, Chris Sisley, Manny Torres, Craig Kringle, Art Kilmer, Mike Westfall, and Anthony Caruso for their contributions to this recast. Tis the podcast at an episode on April 4th titled Toyland, Toyland, We're on Our Way to Toyland, Babes in Toyland from 1961. Travel with Julia, Tom, and Anthony as they hop back over to their movie list and make their way to Toyland as they discuss the 1961 Disney classic Babes in Toyland. While Julia has a lot of nostalgia wrapped up in this film, both Tom and Anthony do not. And as the three elves make their way through the plot of this trippy Oz ripoff, one question keeps coming back to haunt them. Is this film, which so many consider a holiday classic, actually a Christmas movie? Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on April 4th titled Christmas Potting Leftovers, Why the Aussie Tradition of Backyard Cricket is the Best Family Activity of All Time on Christmas Day. Liam and Ness are asking what not to talk about around the Christmas table. Why the Aussie tradition of backyard cricket is the best activity to do with friends and family after Christmas lunch, and what you can do to make sure your kids aren't left upset or disappointed on Christmas Day. Sounds of Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 4th titled Christmas Music at the Grammys. Ken talks about Shantice Lear's recent win at the Grammys for their album Shantice Lear Sings Christmas. Then he wonders if any other Christmas music won Grammy Awards. Then he reveals a short list of artists that did just that, and a much longer list of artists that you might think won Christmas music Grammys, but didn't, and in most cases, didn't even get nominated. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on April 5th titled Christmas Potting Leftovers, What can you eat this year guilt-free? Liam and Ness find out what makes the best Christmas bonbons ever, why taking too many photos on Christmas Day may wreck your kids' day, and what you can and can't eat guilt-free on Christmas Day. A Cozy Christmas podcast, an episode on April 6th titled The Polar Express with special guest Natalie Bickle. Art has special guest Natalie Bickle on to talk all about The Polar Express. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on April 6th titled 263 Days/37 Weeks Until Christmas. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 6th titled My Favorite 80s Toys. Continuing to pair for the Raddies, coming to you live from Texas, Jerry has another mini-sode full of 80s nostalgia. In this case, he's talking about all of his favorite toys, most of which he got for Christmas. His top 6 toy lines, then later 7, are included, plus a bunch of secondary and tertiary lines that filled up his toy chest. There are so many he left off, but still wanted to dig into as many as he could. So grab your favorite playset, pick your very best figures, and battle into this episode. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on April 6th titled Christmas Potting Leftovers, Why Your Office Christmas Party Could Be the Worst One of All Time. Liam and Ness are asking if virtual Christmas is still a thing or has the novelty worn off. What takes the cake as the worst Christmas office party ever? And they've tampered with the Christmas fruit mince pie. Should the traditional recipe ever be changed? Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on April 7th titled Christmas Potting Leftovers. What is the best age to celebrate Christmas with your kids, toddlers or teenagers? Liam and Ness inform us as to what tips, tricks, and traps to avoid if you're buying gift cards as a gift. What is the best age to celebrate Christmas with your kids, toddlers or teenagers? And why is Vanessa so against eating out at a restaurant on Christmas Day? Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on April 8th titled Christmas Potting Leftovers, Why Your Christmas Day Seating Plans Needs to Be a Strategically Planned Event. Liam and Ness ask if your seating plan needs to be a very strategic move, what you need to do now to avoid a Christmas Day bathroom disaster, and is having your birthday on Christmas Day magical or a major disappointment? Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on April 9th titled Christmas Potting Leftovers, is having a baby on Christmas Day the best or worst way to spend Christmas? Liam and Ness are asking if having a baby on Christmas Day is the best or worst present you could receive. They start a campaign to remove all candy canes and Brussels sprouts from Christmas worldwide and ask what the best thing to leave out for Santa to say thanks is on Christmas Eve. Total Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 9th titled The Night of the Radishes. Jack has a jam-packed episode with all sorts of junk. Want to watch a boring Yule log that's out of focus because BB-8 is in front of it beeping occasionally? He has a link for you. Then it's What the Dickens, and in his humble opinion, this one is a gem. We learn about how Scrooge could tell the time in the dark. Then it's a movie quiz all about Santa's wife, or Mrs. Claus as she prefers to be known. Jack gives you the actress and the year and plays a short audio clip from a film and has you tell him what the film is. Then in Christmas All Over the World, he takes a look at the Night of the Radishes, a Christmas festival in Oaxaca, Mexico, where the locals carve giant radishes into some incredible displays. This episode's recommendation is Jim Henson's The Tale of the Bunny's Picnic. It's ideal to watch at Easter and features a bunch of very cute bunnies. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 10th titled We Energy's Christmas Cookie Cookbook's Full. Ricky and Mary talk to Amy Johns about the We Energy's Christmas Cookie Cookbooks. Snow and Southtown Podcast, an episode on April 10th titled Arbor Day 2022. In this episode, Rusty and Mike review It's Arbor Day, Charlie Brown from 1976. They also discuss an article which ranks all 45 peanut specials, and they each rank their top 10 holidays. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on April 10th titled Is It Too Early to Be Planning for Christmas 2022? Spoiler, no. In their first official episode for 2022, Liam and Ness ask if it's too early to be talking about planning for or getting excited about Christmas 2022. What festive bargains have you tucked away from last year's sales you just can't wait to crack out and use this Christmas, and have tips and tricks for young people? Everything you need to know about mailing presents and how to ensure you don't lose precious gifts so as not to see sad faces when they don't arrive this year. Behind the Bells podcast had an episode on April 11th titled Santa Claus the Movie Part 1, A Very 80s Santa, History of Salkins, A Father/Son Rise, and Superman Success. Santa Claus the Movie is what you'd call an 80s cult classic. It's a Christmas movie that most people don't like, but Robert finds it a major guilty pleasure. Learn why he defends this movie, along with going into the history of the Salkin family, which involves Greta Garbo, a Japanese monster movie, The Three Musketeers, and how the production of Superman would set in many of the ideas that would be reused on Santa Claus the Movie. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on April 13th titled 256 Days/36 Weeks Until Christmas. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on April 14th titled Second Annual Totally Rad Christmas Awards. It's a moment you've been waiting for. That's right, Jerry and co-hosts Tis the Podcast elves Julia, Anthony, and Tom have the second annual Raddies. The Academy has refined the nomination and voting process, and the star-studded evening was amazing. Everyone from Scott Newman to Charlene Lewis to Glenn Warren was looking fantastic and ready to bring the glamour of Christmas podcasting to the world. Who did you vote for? Did they win? Find out to the max in the second annual Raddies. Christmas Alphabet Podcast, an episode on April 14th titled Christmas Alphabet K. Wayne looks at Christmas starting with the letter K. He has Krampus, Kings, Kalends, Kris Kringle, and some Christmas K's from Ukraine. Sounds of Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 17th titled Talking Upcoming Christmas Music Releases with JJ from Christmas Music News. Ken talks to JJ from Christmas Music News about upcoming releases for the 2022 Christmas music season. They talk about the ones that are confirmed, the ones that we may get this year, and the ones that are rumored to be on the way. They also talk about some of the rumored releases from Christmas past that haven't shown up yet, and about a couple of artists that they wish would surprise us with Christmas music releases for the upcoming season. Tis a podcast on episode on April 18th titled, Oh, I Could Write a Sonnet About Your Easter Bonnet and of the Girl I'm Taking to the Easter Parade, the First Easter Rabbit. Journey back into the past in this episode with the elves, with their Patreon episode covering the 1976 Rankin-Bass traditionally animated special, The First Easter Rabbit. How does it fare amongst the other Rankin-Bass specials the hosts have covered over the course of the show? Does it fall amongst the worst, or does it rank high like the also traditionally animated Frosty the Snowman? Also, why do the elves think that Rankin-Bass had more success with their Christmas specials than the other holiday fare they put out over the years? Christmas Creeps Podcast had an episode on April 19th titled A Wrestling Christmas Miracle. When the boys discussed a karate Christmas miracle last year, Joseph, Mr. Bradford, and Johnny Five all swore they wouldn't touch its follow-up unless they had no other choice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that day came far sooner than they expected. A Wrestling Christmas Miracle has the distinction of being the only Christmas movie to feature the late, great Gilbert Gottfried. Going into this, that was all they knew. Only now can they say that they've been well and truly snookered. Gottfried is only in this movie because it recycles footage from a completely different movie, one that actually does feature Gilbert Gottfried. It's all very ridiculous, and the boys will do their best to explain it all in this episode. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 20th titled The Burglar and the Blizzard Part 1. This episode is all about the Home Alone reading prompt, and Art found the perfect story for it. In fact, he's going to be able to read it to you over the next three episodes. It's called The Burglar and the Blizzard by Alice Duer Miller. It's a charming, funny story set at Christmas about a bachelor named Jeffrey Holland who arrives home one Christmas Eve and finds his house being burgled. Find out what happens next in this episode. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 21st titled Here Comes Peter Cottontail with Mike Westfall. It's the first of two Easter episodes Jerry promised, though they're out a bit late due to illness. He has Mike Westfall from Advent Calendar House here during this Easter octave to talk about the Rankin-Bass special shown throughout the 80s, Here Comes Peter Cottontail. There's a hypercolor witch, a time machine, and the longest Easter egg delivering contest ever. If you're wondering if a French caterpillar with a human head can drive a time machine, the answer is yes. So grab your eggs and paints, dress like your favorite holiday mascot, and put on this episode as you drive your yesterday tomorrow mobile. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 22nd titled The Berenstain Bears Easter Surprise with Jason Rhodes. Jason Rhodes from Holidays Unknown and Jerry Talk, the third Berenstain Bears special, The Berenstain Bears Easter Surprise. This one's got it all. Winter is stuck, but it's okay because Snarf can wiggle his whiskers and make it all better. Small Bear just has to get to him. Can he reach Boss Bunny in time? Can he make spring appear? Can he get his Easter surprise? Grab your chocolate bunnies, fill your basket, and crack open this episode to find out.
How many fingers am I holding up, Marv?
Eight. That's going to wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. And I especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com to review any or all of the podcasts that we have there. We also have links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasures. You can also find links to email me if you have any suggestions or thoughts on this podcast. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas Podcast. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.